Ani nindinoy maganiduk, misani nabik, nundawiyik, nungum, mishminawawi tashindaman no ogedinwe wininan. Gividuk kunanim, wewini nawaj di ojibwe moyik, Mr. Wendemik. Miigwech gedinanim bisindawiyik. Greetings everyone, this is Nabik and we're here to talk about the Anishinaabe Mo'in or Ojibwe Mo'in. I'm very thankful that you all are listening and hopefully this will help you tweak your Ojibwe Mo'in a little bit. Nungu midashni with the shindan ngoji wa isha yan, anishke the shindamangipan Ojibwe Mo'in. So today I want to talk about places that we want to go and how we can phrase those in Anishinaabe Mo'in. So we'll pick some common everyday places where we go. And let's start with Adawe Wigamigo. And Adawe, when you Adawe, you're making a purchase of some kind. Adawe Wigamig. Wigamig is a building of some sort. And Adawe Wigamig would be a store. And it can be a store of any kind. Grocery store, clothing store, comic book store, anu jigo. So various different kinds. So Adawe Wigamig by itself means the store or a store. Adawe Wigamig. Everybody say that. Adawe Wigamig. Ikaduk. Adawe Wigamig. So we talk about I want to go to the store or I was at the store or I'm going to the store. And those are the phrases I want to work on today. So, here's how it happens. Adawe wigamigong niwi isha nongo. I want to go to the store today. Let's practice saying it first. Adawe wigamigong niwi isha nongom. Adawe wigamigong niwi isha nongom. Adawe wigamigong niwi isha nongom. I want to go to the store today. Okay, so let's look at this a little bit. Adawe Wigamig, we already know, is a store. So what you noticed is Adawe Wigamigong. There's a ung on the end. And the ung, when we use a ung, sometimes it sounds like ing, sometimes it sounds like ong. But when we're talking about a specific place, it might be the place in a room. It might be a certain building. It might be a place on your body. It could be different things. But those endings, ing, ung, ong, and there might be some more that I'm forgetting right now, those mean to the store in this case, or at the store, or from the store. All of those implications are made with ing, ung, ong. So when you attach them to a place, like Adupuin, we already know is a table. Adupuining, on the table, to the table, at the table, from the table. All of those are understood in that phrase. But what you would do is you would be able to tell in context of the situation, of the conversation, whether or not someone's talking about on the table, under the table, to the table, from the table. But in this case, we're talking about Adawe Wigamigong. To the store. It can also be understood, Adawe wigamigong indunjaba, I am coming from the store right now. So the next word that we heard, Adawe wigamigong niwi isha. Anytime you use a phrase with niwi at the beginning, you're talking about I intend to, I want to, I have a desire to, whatever. Niwi. And then the last part is isha. And isha means to go somewhere. So niwi isha, I want to go. I intend to go. I will go. All of those things are understood. And in the context of the conversation you're having, you'll be able to tell the difference between those two and how you would understand that. So it's really important that we be careful that we don't always directly translate what's being said in Anishinaabe Mo'in to English, because our language is very fluid. The meanings change per situation, and we have to be very conscious of that. It's a really hard thing for those of us that are learning to wrap our head around that, you know, the same phrase can mean different things in different contexts. In this case, Adawe we gome gong ni wi ija is I want to go to the store. Adawe we gome gong ni wi ija. Adawe we gome gong ni wi ija. And the last part of that, Adawe we gome gong ni wi ija nongom. Nongom is talking about today in this case. I want to go to the store today. Nongom. Nongom has different meanings also. Nongom can also mean now. It can mean nowadays. It can mean today. And again, it depends on the context of the conversation you're having, and it will be understood as you are in context. So, adawe we gome gong niwi isha. I want to go to the store. Adawe we gome gong niwi isha. Okay, let's say you don't want to go to the store. You've already been to the store. Let's talk about going to school. Gikinwa ma de wigamig is a school. Gikinwa ma de wigamig. Gikinwa ma de wigamigung ni wi ija. I want to go to school. Gikinwa ma de wigamigung ni wi ija. I want to go to school. Gikinwa ma de wigamig is the school itself. And when you put the ung on the end, now we're talking about to school. This can also be used for to class. Gikinwa ma de wigamigung ni wi ija. The ung makes it to school or to class. Also at class, from class. It depends on what you're saying. In this case, gikinwa ma de wigamigung to class ni wi ija. I want to go, or I intend to go, or I will go. Gikinwa ma de wigamigung ni wi ija. Gikinwa ma de wigamigung ni wi ija. So this is one way that this can be said of probably 10 million. So say we want to go to a restaurant. And what do we do at a restaurant? Giwi sinimin. We eat there. Wi sini is the word for eating. He or she is eating. Wi sini. And by itself, that word's a whole sentence. Wi sini. He or she is eating. But when we're talking about a building where this takes place, we could call it this. Wi sini wigamig. Wi sini wigamig is a eating building, also known as a restaurant. So, what we would do to this one, we have to put our in the restaurant, at the restaurant, to the restaurant part on the word, which is ung. Wi sini wigamigung ni wi ija. Wi sini wigamigung ni wi ija. Wi sini wigamigung ni wi ija. I want to go to the restaurant. So again, ung on the end of the wigamig, wi sini wigamigung, it's talking about to a restaurant. Ni wi ija. I want to go. I intend to go. I will go. So we can put any place, any kind of building in this sentence. And the one important thing to kind of a rule of thumb. When you're talking about going to a place, the place will come first in your sentence. Wi sini wigamigung ni wi ija. To the restaurant. I will go, or I want to go. Gikinwa ma ding niwi isha. I intend to go to school. What was the other one? Adawe wigamigung niwi isha. So, more often than not, the place in which you are going or intend to go will precede your sentence. It'll be the first thing you say because that's kind of the point of what you're saying. The point is that you're going to a certain place. That's where you want to go. So that's why it will lead off your sentence. So go find your first speaker teacher, sit with them and bounce these sentences off of them. And pegish we do kago yano o bizindawyeg mi gwich bizindawyeg nabe kwawa o niwi pinundagos minawa waiba mi gwich bizindawyeg mi.